This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson is squirming again over his atrocious record on the environment. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, when it rains, it pours. But no umbrella is big enough to shield you from the criticism that keeps raining down because of your abominable record on the environment. You don't just have to take it from me, Al. The latest indictment of your environmental record comes from the respected group called Environmental Action, which was founded 20 years ago by the organizers of the first Earth Day in 1970. They just named old Al Simpson as one of their Dirty Dozen for 1990, the 12 biggest polluters and worst environmentalists in Congress. Shame on you, Al. You can't wiggle out of this one. They cited chapter and verse, starting with your 5 key votes against essential efforts to strengthen the Clean Air Act and your 3 key votes against tough oil spill measures. I knew you were bad on the environment, Al, but one of the Dirty Dozen?
Respected group. What a joke, Ted. They were once part of Earth First and Bathe Last. 5 guys in a dark basement with a fax machine and a 40-watt bulb could do a better job than Environmental Action. Ted, I've cast thousands of votes as U.S. Senator, so it really makes me scratch my old bald dome how any serious group could extract a handful of votes and wrap a rating like that around me. And isn't it fascinating that this list is mostly conservative Republicans who just happened to be up for election this year? And what kind of amnesia is it to forget that I helped to write the Clean Air Act that Congress is now considering? And what about the Superfund Hazardous Waste Law, the Safe Drinking Water Act, Clean Water Act I helped to draft and pass and ward off the vetoes? Ted, while you were out there canoeing in Boston Harbor, I was working in the trenches on the real tough environmental laws of the last decade. That's when you get plastered by the purists. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for Congress to acknowledge the progress South Africa has made to abolish apartheid. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.